All right, tonight's message is, are you eternally minded? You know, Pastor Ron wanted us to share on a verse important to each of us individually. And as I was thinking about, praying about what I should share with you guys tonight, this scripture came up in me, 2 Corinthians 4, verse 18. Paul writes this to the Corinthians. He says, "So we fix our eyes not on what is seen, but on what is unseen. For what is seen is temporary, but what is unseen is eternal." Read it again. "So we fix our eyes not on what is seen, but on what is unseen. For what is seen is temporary, but what is unseen is eternal." If you read the entire chapter of 2 Corinthians 4, you see that Paul is writing about hardships and persecutions he experienced for the sake of the gospel. I encourage you to read all of 2 Corinthians chapter 4. Now, if you jump to verse 8 of 2 Corinthians 4, it says this. He writes, "We are hard pressed on every side, but not crushed, perplexed, but not in despair, persecuted, but not abandoned, struck down, but not destroyed. We always carry around in our body the death of Jesus, so that the life of Jesus may also be revealed in our body." Now, when he writes these scriptures, verses 8 through 11, it's possible that he was referencing the trial that he and Silas went through in Philippi, the leading city of Macedonia, in Acts chapter 16. How many know about that situation that Paul went through in Acts chapter 16? It was a pretty rough situation. Paul and Silas were going to a place of prayer in Philippi. And they met a slave girl who had a spirit by which she predicted the future. And in a mocking way, she started saying this, "These men are servants of the Most High God who are telling you the way to be saved." She kept this up for many days. Finally, Paul became so troubled, this is Acts 16, verse 18, that he turned around and said to the spirit, "In the name of Jesus Christ, I command you to come out of her." And that spirit left the girl. Now, the owners of this slave girl found out that this girl was liberated. They got upset. So they brought Paul and Silas to the magistrates. And the magistrates did what? They had them stripped and beaten, severely flogged, and Paul and Silas were in prison. This is persecution for the gospel's sake. So it's very possible in 2 Corinthians 4, verses 8 through 11, that Paul is talking about what? He's talking about this incident in Philippi in Macedonia, where he says, "We are crushed, perplexed, but not in despair, persecuted, but not abandoned." And then if you read 2 Corinthians 11, verses 16 through 33, Paul writes about all the persecutions and the trials and the afflictions that he experienced for the sake of preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ. So, going back to 2 Corinthians 4, verse 18. 2 Corinthians 4, 18. What is the scene, the temporary, that Paul is talking about? Remember, he says this. "So we fix our eyes not on what is seen, but on what is unseen. For what is seen is temporary, but what is unseen is eternal." What is the scene or the temporary that Paul is talking about in 2 Corinthians 4, verse 18? The scene, the temporary that Paul is talking about are the temporary afflictions he was experiencing for the gospel's sake. He was saying in 2 Corinthians 4:18, "I'm not going to fix my eyes, my focus on temporary hardship. But I'm going to focus my eyes on the eternal. I am not going to fix my eyes on temporary hardship, but I am going to focus on eternity." Is that making sense here tonight? Paul was saying, in other words, I am not going to be temporary focused, but I am going to be eternally focused. Now, how is Paul the apostle eternally focused? How do we see, reading the New Testament, that Paul the Apostle was eternally focused? He was focused on bringing the gospel of Jesus Christ to the Gentiles, Galatians 2:7. He was eternally focused because he was working the eternal fields. He was bringing souls into the kingdom of God. He was eternally focused in that he had his eyes fixed on pleasing God who called him to preach the gospel. You see, because he was so eternally focused, his temporary afflictions carried very little weight in his life. Let me say it again. Because Paul the Apostle was so eternally focused with the gospel of Jesus Christ, the temporary persecutions and hardships that he experienced carried very little weight in his life. Is that good news here tonight? And friend, you tonight may not be going through persecution for the gospel's sake at this time in your life. But maybe the persecution, the affliction that you're going through tonight is of a different type. Maybe the affliction, the hardship that you're going through tonight is loss. Maybe the loss of a loved one, the loss of a career, the loss of a job, maybe the loss of a spouse, maybe somebody has divorced himself or herself from you, maybe you've been diagnosed with a terminal illness. And so maybe tonight you find yourself consumed daily with this question: why me? Why has life thrown me this curve? Why me? Why me? Me, me, me. Friend, this constant focus on your affliction will throw you into a cave of depression. If you're focused day in and day out, week after week, month after month, on your problem, on your hardship, on that affliction in your life, it will throw you into a cave of depression. And I've been there. When you're depressed, you don't want to get up in the morning. When you're depressed, you don't want to be around other people. When you're depressed, you really don't want to eat because you're so focused on that issue, that problem, that hardship in your life. Back in 2006, I was going through this 2 months of severe depression in my life. Went through some pretty tough situations in my life in the year of 2006, the latter part of 2006. Focused on my problems. I didn't want to get up in the morning. I didn't want to be around people. I didn't want to eat. I was depressed. And when you're so focused on that hardship, that affliction in your life, friend, that abuse maybe that you experienced in the past, guess what? It can throw you into a cave of depression. And I encourage you today to shift your focus from your temporary affliction to the eternal. Starting today, shift your focus from your temporary hardship, your temporary affliction, to the eternal work that God has got for your life. You see, if you shift your focus to being eternally minded, the temporary hardships will start carrying less weight in your life. The sting of your afflictions will begin to subside if you become eternally focused. I want to say that again. Remember this. The sting of your temporary afflictions will begin to subside if you start becoming eternally focused. Is that good news here tonight? We're on this earth for just a short time. James writes, we're like a mist. We're here one day and we're gone the next. Our life is like a mist. Is that good news here tonight?
Yes.
If you start becoming eternally focused, your temporary hardships will start carrying less weight. The sting of those afflictions will begin to subside if you become focused with eternity, with the things of God, with the things of heaven. What is the sting of affliction? The sting of affliction is grief. It's depression. Those things will subside. Those things, grief and depression, will leave your life if you start concerning your life with the things of God. Is that good news here tonight? You know, one day when I get to heaven, I want to hear God say, "Well done, Jonathan." How about you? How many here want to hear God say to them, "Well done, my good and faithful servant"? My question tonight is this: will God be able to say this to the person who is so focused on their problems in the here and now on this earth? A person who is so self-absorbed every single day with me, myself, and I. Why did life throw me this curve? Will God be able to say, "Well done, my good and faithful servant," to the person who is so focused on their temporary afflictions in this life? I don't want to be there. How about you? I want God to say, "Well done." Amen?
Amen.
Friend, I'm here to tell you tonight that you're not here to just take up space. You're not on this earth to just exist. God has got an awesome, wonderful, eternal plan for your life. You're not a spare part in this world. You're not a spare tire in the kingdom of God. God has got you on this earth with a specific plan, destiny, purpose, and eternal plan for your life. Is that good news here tonight? But if you keep dwelling on your problems, your temporary hardships, you'll find yourself trapped in a prison called temporary mindedness. And if you're trapped in a prison called temporary mindedness, you may never fulfill the eternal plan that God has got for you here on this earth. We got to break out of that temporary mindedness and start focusing on the eternal things that God has got for us. Amen?
Amen.
So the question tonight is this: how do you go from being temporary minded to eternally minded? How many here want to fulfill the plan, the eternal plan that God has for them? Then friends, you've got to shift your focus from temporary mindedness to eternal mindedness. But how do you go from being temporary minded to eternally minded, like Paul the Apostle in 2 Corinthians 4:18. Pray that God gives you His eyes to focus on things eternal, on the things of heaven. It seems that God requires prayer to move on our behalf. Cry out to God. Pray to God. Say, "God, I pray, God, that you give me your eyes to focus on eternal things. Not on my temporary hardships. Not on my temporary afflictions. God, give me your eyes. Give me your heart to focus on what is eternally important. God, give me your eyes, your vision to focus on the things of heaven." And if you cry out to God in this way, you pray to God in this way, God will move on your behalf and He'll give you His eyes for the things eternal. Amen? Pray to God. Remember this. How do you go from being temporary minded to eternally minded? Number two, remembering this, that we'll only take two things into eternity with us. We'll only take two things into eternity with us. Number one, our relationship with Jesus Christ. And number two, the good we did for others when we walked this earth. How many here want to store up eternal treasures? How many here want to store up eternal treasures? How many here? Treasures that will last forever. If you want to store up eternal treasures, you've got to start becoming eternally minded. You've got to start becoming eternally focused on the things of Almighty God. We're not to lay up treasures on this earth where moth and dust doth corrupt. But we're to lay up our treasures in heaven. We lay up treasures in heaven by becoming eternally minded. So the next question is this: what does it mean for a follower of Christ to be eternally minded? Personalize it. What does it mean for me, a follower of Christ, to be eternally minded? It means this: that pleasing God is what you strive to do every single day. A person who is eternally minded daily tries to please God. Galatians 1, verse 10. Galatians 1, verse 10, Paul writes to the Galatians. He says this: "Am I now trying to win the approval of men or of God? Or am I trying to please men? If I were still trying to please men, I would not be a servant of Christ. In other words, he was saying, I am a servant of Christ. I am a preacher of the gospel of Jesus Christ, so I am pleasing God. Somebody who is eternally minded strives on a daily basis to please God in everything you say and that you do. In every move and decision you make, you should ask yourself, is this something God would be pleased with? Is this purchase I'm about to make something God would be pleased with? Is this move I am considering something God would be pleased with? Is that person who needs help on the side of the road and I help them, is that something God would be pleased with if I help them? Of course he would. Every move you make, everything you say, everything you do, ask yourself this question. Is this something that I do or say something that God would be pleased with? Friend, if the question in your mind always is this something God would be pleased with, then you're eternally focused. You are being eternally focused. This is called fear and reverence for God. If in everything you say and do, you ask yourself that question, is this something God would be pleased with? What does God think about this? If those are the questions going through your mind, then your focus is set on eternity. You are living eternally minded, if that is the case. In everything you say and do, ask yourself, is this something God would be pleased with? Another way it means for a follower of Christ to be eternally minded is this: to make Jesus famous on a daily basis. Are you endeavoring on a daily basis to make Jesus famous? We're not out to make a name for ourselves. We're out to make Jesus known. If on a daily basis your goal is to make Jesus famous, then your focus is shifting to become a person who is eternally minded. We're not out to make a name for ourselves. We're not out to bring glory to ourselves. We're out to bring glory to God. We're out to make Jesus' name famous. If you're out on a daily basis, every single day, to make His name famous in Tulsa and around the world, guess what? You are thinking eternally. You are thinking the things of God. Your mind is on the things of heaven. Amen? Friends, I'm here to tell you tonight, you may not be called to stand on a physical pulpit and preach to 20 people or 30 people or 100 people. But guess what? You still have an audience. That audience could be one person at a time that you reach out to with God's love. What I'm saying is your audience may not be a group of people that you're called to preach to. Your audience could be one person at a time. You can make Jesus famous one person at a time. Is that good news here tonight? My goal in life is to make Jesus famous. I want my mind focused on things eternal, like Paul wrote about in 2 Corinthians 4:18. How about you? What did Jesus say in Mark 16? Mark 16, let's turn there. Mark 16. Many of you have heard this scripture many times, but it bears repeating. Mark 16, verse 15, Jesus said to them, "Go into all the world and preach the good news to all creation." He said, "Go into all the world and preach the gospel to all of creation." Friends, this is the Great Commission. This is not the Great Suggestion. Say it with me tonight. This is the Great Commission. Not the Great Suggestion. In Jesus' name. Amen. And friends, you're to go out into your world, your spheres of influence, and bring the gospel of Jesus Christ in all that you say and that you do. You may not be called to go to Africa or China or Japan or some other nation, but you are called to go to your own world, to your sphere of influence, which starts right here in downtown Tulsa. It's the Great Commission, not the Great Suggestion. And friends, if you're focused on the Great Commission in your life on a daily basis, you've become eternally minded, or you are becoming eternally minded. How many here want to hear God say one day, "Well done, my good and faithful servants"? Well, let's start transitioning, shifting our focus from being temporary minded to being eternally minded, like Paul the Apostle, showing the love of God on a daily basis to those around you. Ask yourself that question all the time. If you're a person who is really eternally minded, you need to ask yourself those two questions. Is everything I'm saying and doing pleasing to God? Would God be pleased with me doing this? Would God be pleased with me saying this? If that's your mindset on a consistent basis, friends, you are eternally minded. You are becoming more eternally minded. That's called, if you ask yourself that on a consistent basis, what would God be pleased with this? That's called the fear and the reverence of God. And the other question to ask yourself, is my goal on a daily basis to make Jesus famous? If it is, then friends, you are becoming eternally focused. Amen?
Amen?
We're on this earth for just a short while. You may be going through an affliction, through a hardship right now in your life, but don't let that affliction, that hardship, be your focus in life. Let the eternal work of God, eternal rewards, be your focus in life. Pray that God gives you His eyes to see people as He sees them. Yes. Amen?
Yes.
And think about this. The only thing I'll take into eternity is my relationship with Christ and the good I've done for others. If you keep those two things in mind, you will become more eternally focused. You know, it's like the devil's trick, the devil's trap to keep you just temporary focused. Because you're going through a hardship, you're going through an affliction, you're going through a personal problem in your life. He wants to keep you mulling and thinking about that hardship over and over and over. He's trying to rob you of what God has for you eternally. Don't let him pull that trick on you. By God's word, you know better than that. Amen? God is good all the time, and all the time God is good. Say it with me tonight. God, I pray that you give me your grace to transition from a temporary focus to an eternal focus in my life. In Jesus' name, amen. God, I want to fulfill the eternal plan that you have for my life. In Jesus' name.
Amen.